Thank you very much for joining us. We begin in Ukraine, where Russia's grip on the northeast Kharkiv region appears to be weakening. Ukrainian troops have made massive territorial gains in their counteroffensive, taking control of two cities on Russian supply routes. Russia has withdrawn its forces, saying it is regrouping. And operations at the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant have been fully stopped. The state agency in charge of Europe's largest power plant says it has disconnected the sixth unit of the plant from the power grid. Let's bring in Hoda Abdelhamid for the latest on the situation in Ukraine. Hoda, let's start with these advances that Ukrainian forces have made. Tell us about the latest and how have they been able to achieve this?
Well, I think that's a question that many people here in Ukraine are asking. People are startled, quite happy about this counteroffensive that the Ukrainian army has started at the beginning of September, and it's really going at the speed of light. Every day they gain more and more territory, but they have managed to make also significant breakthroughs in the Russian defense lines, taking, for example, the towns of Izium and Kupiansk. Now, those towns were extremely important for the Russians because they are sort of a hub of railways and highways, and the Russians were using those towns really to resupply and sort of a logistical hub for their operation in the Donbas region. So a huge blow for the Russian army, one that has actually been underlined also by Russian bloggers on the various social media platforms. It's a conversation that's going on across the border as well. The question there being, how did the Ukrainians manage to do that? One of the reasons is that they got really over the summer some long-range mobile rocket launchers that are highly precise. Those are called the HIMARS, and that has really been a change. If you recall, just back in July, the Ukrainians were at a halt. They were lacking ammunition. They were lacking long-range weaponry. When that arrived, everything has sort of changed. They swiftly sort of built their positions and from there on started this offensive, which is taking everyone by surprise, even though the defense minister has said this is too early to talk about any kind of victory. We are pushing. That's because there are still many parts of the country that are under Russian control.
And you were not far from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant yesterday, Hoda. What's the situation there in terms of you know, operations? What's been happening?
Well, we were across the river from the Zaporizhzhia power plant, and we talked to people in that area. And obviously, the concern was, what is going to happen? People wondering, you know, there was all this talk about this sixth reactor, which was the only one still functioning at that point, but which was disconnected from the main electrical grid. Now, that reactor was absolutely essential for the cooling down of the other five reactors that have been shut down. I think today, there is news that's going to relieve many people, is that overnight, apparently, the Ukrainian staff that is working there has managed to reconnect that reactor to the main electricity grid of Ukraine and are seizing this opportunity to shut down the reactor and cool it down. So it means that at this point, really, the Zaporizhzhia plant is at a grinding halt.
Hoda, thank you very much for that. Hoda Abdelhamid reporting there live from Dnipro in central Ukraine.